So after trying to go in the Holy Dham in our consciousness, I would like to speak a little bit about Vrindavan consciousness, about what is the mood in Vrindavan. Even by being here in Germany, one can have the mood or the spirit that the habitants of Vrindavan have. Just, it's maybe not so easy also to be in the Holy Dham in that room, because we hear all the time the cars that are passing by. So something you can do, whenever you hear a car, you can remember, oh, one mantra. I should hear one mantra. So you just connect this outside sound into bring back to the practice. So what is the mood in Vrindavan? How are the people behaving or acting in Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, there is only one center, and this center is Krishna. Every activities, every words, every steps, everything that is happening in Vrindavan is totally centered into how can we give pleasure to Krishna. Krishna is the only center of attraction. There is nothing else. And what means? That means there is no egoism. There is no selfishness. Everything should be offered to Krishna. Every pleasure should be given to Krishna. And that's this without egoism or without selfishness means this is just for you. I don't want anything else in exchange. And this is Vrindavan consciousness. My dear Lord, I'm not praying anything for myself. The only things I want is to please you. And what we will do, we will try to please the Lord with our chanting. And while you chant, while you try to concentrate, just remember, this is just for you, my Lord. I don't want anything else. This is my offering to you. This is my gift for you. When one truly wants to offer a gift, one will never ask something else in exchange. Then it's commerce. It's not gift anymore. When one wants to give a gift, one do not want anything else in exchange. So that will be the mood while we are chanting. My dear Lord, all those mantras that I'm chanting to you are like flowers I'm offering to you. I don't want anything in exchange. I just want to offer you my ears. I just want to offer you my attention. I just want to offer you myself. My entire being, my mind, this is all for you. Please accept it. Once we were in Radhakund with Sachinandana Swami, and we were ready to take a bath in the holy Kund. And Maharaj told me, what are you thinking now that you take the bath? I did not know what to answer. And he said, when you go into the water, pray, my dear Srimati Radharani, now I'm offering myself to you. Now I belong to you. Now please take full care of me. So this is the mood we want to imbibe while we are chanting. My dear Lord, I'm offering myself totally to you. My mind, my attention, my hearing propensity, everything is just for you. I don't want anything back. This is just for you, just for you, just for you. Just try to keep that mood. There is a place in Vrindavan called Uchagaon, and there was a very special pastime that happened. Once Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, no, Srimati Radharani and her friends, they were taking bath in the Kund. A Kund is like a lake. They were taking their bath. And then Krishna arrived, and he asked Radharani, please offer me a gift. And Radharani said, but I'm taking my bath. I have nothing I can give you. But Krishna was insisting, please, please, give me a gift, please give me a gift. And then Radharani thought for a while, and she said, my dear Krishna, I'm offering you my words. I'm offering you my mind. I'm offering you my body. I'm offering you all I have. And Krishna felt so happy to hear that. He said, my dear Radha, in exchange of that gift, I will always be in your mind. I will always be present with you. So that's a place where there was exchange of body. Radharani offered himself fully to Lord Krishna, and Krishna offered himself fully to Srimati Radharani. And that's what we want in our chanting. We want to offer ourselves totally to Krishna. And that's Vrindavan consciousness. So I just want to show 2 minutes of a movie which is showing the Yamuna River with the voice of Prabhupada in the background explaining once again what is the mood of Vrindavan. And then from the end of the movie, we just keep on chanting. For those who can, go again to your favorite place and from there, continue chanting in that mood of offering yourself totally.